So the next thing we're going to talk about is how to protect our energy. And this is really important in any type of work you do on any type of a psychic level, where you are opening yourself up to receive different types of energy and information. It's always important to protect your energy and just kind of make sure you close down at the end of the day. The more open you are to any type of intuitive information, the more sensitive we become. So just key and kind of keep that in mind. So it's really important to protect our energy so we don't absorb lots of junk and we keep our vital energy thriving. So there are a few ways of protecting our energy, and I'll run through a few of them with you. A really nice one is to imagine an illuminating white light swirling all around your body, almost like a cocoon. And it's protecting you from any unwanted energy attachments, whether it's from another being or any type of negative emotions, anything like that. And as this white light swirls around your body, allow it to gently cleanse your energy field with its loving white light. It's really that simple. You can also imagine that you're breathing in the white illuminating light with twinkles of purple and gold. And as you breathe in deep, you allow this beautiful white light to come in and cleanse your energy. So it pushes out anything that's not yours, anything that is not working to the highest good. And just imagine this white light infusing through your body. And as you exhale out, you're exhaling out anything that needs to be removed. And allow this energy that's being removed to gently disperse into the universe. You can take a few deep breaths like this until you feel like you're cleansed and protected. It's also a great exercise if you want to do it for a little bit longer. You can also focus on areas where you feel like you're tense or you feel like there's an energy blockage. You can actually spend a little bit more time there with this beautiful white light energy cleansing that area and then exhaling out anything that needs to be dispersed. Another great exercise is to just ask your angels and your guides to come in and to protect your energy. This is another wonderful way of, just assuring that you are protected. And it's as simple as asking. They love to help us. So we do need to ask, though. So as long as you ask, they will be there to help. So always know that. And of course, another very important exercise is grounding our energy. And grounding our energy is very important. As we become frazzled or stressed or emotional, our energy becomes fragmented. The animals are amazing at picking up the energy of things, especially humans. They can pick up immediately, even if we feel like we're not projecting stress or excitement or fear, they can pick up on it. They can see it. It has a different energy, it has a different component. We may think we're being subtle, but to them, they pick up. They pick up our subtlest nuances magnified. So if you can kind of think of it that way, you can't fool them. So it's important when you're working with animals, especially if you're working with any type of wild animal or a rescue animal, or an animal that may have some fear, to really take a moment to ground your energy so you don't come across as this fragmented energy source. And the more you talk to animals and work with them, you'll understand how important this is because they really can see our energy, and they'll tell you where they see it going, and they'll tell us what they see going on, and they're experts at reading energy. So a really wonderful way. There are many different ways to ground your energy. And not only is grounding important if we're fragmented or nervous or kind of going in a million different directions, grounding our energy is also important if we've been doing a lot of psychic work, or if we've been working in different realms, it's very important to ground your energy. Otherwise, you may kind of come out of it spacey or feeling just a little bit out of balance. So many different reasons of why it's important to ground our energy. Simple ways to ground your energy. Just taking a walk outside and actually touching the earth is a wonderful way to ground your energy. Hugging a tree, for all you tree huggers, excellent way to ground your energy. Sit at the base of a tree as well. You may notice when you're kind of out there or daydreaming, your pets may come and sit on your lap or sit at your feet. Cats especially are known to do this. They're grounding you. They're grounding your energy and anchoring it. So just sitting with your animals is a wonderful way to actually be present in the moment and to anchor your energy, as long as they're still and it's a very calm energy. Another great exercise to just immediately ground your energy is to imagine yourself as a tree, maybe a big, magnificent oak tree, and imagine yourself as the trunk. And imagine roots growing out of the soles of your feet, these deep roots going deep into Mother Earth. And then imagine the energy of Mother Earth pulsing up through those roots, through your body, and out the top of your head, out into the universe. And this is a wonderful way, if you can really visualize it and get into it, it's a wonderful way to ground your energy and just to become centered and calm. So just a few pointers that are really, really, I know they may sound basic, but they're very important components as you begin the process of begin to understand the animals on a deeper level and allowing yourself to hear their messages as clearly as possible. You know, again, it may come through very subtle when you're working with animals in an intuitive way, but the more we can just be more present in the moment and of calm mind and body, the more those subtle messages will become for us a little bit more magnified. So they won't be hiding in the background as much. We'll actually be able to acknowledge them and cultivate them and allow them to come through with more detail. So those are just a few exercises to focus on and to just help you to grow in that way.